Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here today with Candace Tingle and Matthew Scott from the Strauss Theater Center. And we're talking today about how to succeed in business without even trying.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're doing that at Strauss. We're very excited.
So the old play makes a return, Matthew.
Yes. Yeah. We originally did this play in 2019, and it was our last big musical like it is this year. And but of course, we were a week out from shows, and we had to cancel it because of, you know, the pandemic, COVID. So
I can't imagine working so hard. And then,
yes, yeah. You know, some might say it was a blessing in disguise. There was a lot of work that needed to be done to it. But this time around, we're very excited about it. So
Candace, you're a newcomer to the Strauss Theater. You did Grease, and this is your second go. You're singing and dancing. What's the play all about?
Oh, goodness. Let's see, Matthew. It's about a lot. It's, you know, satire making fun of the work. In the workplace in the
1950s,
how men kind of dominated and the women were a little bit of secretary toys.
Yeah, and it's also about this guy. He finds this book, How to Succeed,
right.
And basically he's trying to work his way up through the ranks without really doing anything. So
it's very interesting.
Yeah, so basically, it's just he's a window washer, and then he just kind of works his way up through it, and he like lies and does everything.
Interesting things happen in between. Yeah,
but there's like a little romance. There's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of comedy in it. There's some nepotism. That's my character. You know, nepotism incarnate, Bud Frump. There's a lot of just like wacky things that happen.
A lot of wacky dancing and fun songs. Yeah.
And Candace, you are a secretary. You don't even have a name in the play. You're just secretary.
I do not have to have a name. I'm going to make my mark. The secretaries have their own personalities, and we're all very different, I think, and that makes it a lot of fun. We all have the same thought process of what's happening, but it comes out in different ways, so it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
The play is going on at the Strauss Theater Center. When do you open?
So we open on May 21st, mm-hmm. and we're going to have our patron nights on May 21st and 22nd, and then the rest of the shows are from May 21st to 24th, and then May 28th through the 31st.
Now, this play had a run on Broadway a long time back.
Mm-hmm.
Was actually a TV show. There was a movie, and then it had a Broadway resurgence.
Yes, yes. So we have some famous people have actually done this show. Yes. Matthew Broderick and Megan Mullally were the two leads in it in the 90s. And then also Harry Potter himself, Daniel Radcliffe, played the lead character, Finch, in the most recent revival of it as well.
I was looking that up on YouTube. It's some fun videos, yeah.
Yeah, you can also find, like, they did their big performance of Brotherhood of Man at the Tonys.
Good.
I can't remember which year it was, but it was amazing. He did a really good job.
Take me through, Matthew, some of the characters in the show. Who are the main folks I need to be watching?
Yeah, so we have our lead, which is J. Pierpont Finch. He's the guy who goes from nothing to everything. We have Rosemary, the romantic lead. And then we have Mr. Bigley, who's like the big president of the board and president of the company. He's just kind of, he also just kind of doesn't know anything that's going on in his own company. And then there's Hedy LaRue, who's like the office vixen of the show. There's me, Bud Frump, who's the nephew to Bigley. And I think I can do whatever I want because of that fact.
And he plays that part so well. Like,
thank
you're so
you.
Much fun
yeah.
in that part.
Thank you.
Really, too, the other characters, I love seeing Leanne.
Leanne plays Rosemary, and she literally is just, it's a weird dynamic where she just wants to get married, but she's also in love with Finch. You can't really tell which one it is, but it's going to be fun to figure out through the show. So,
office romance is going on?
Yes, there's a lot of office romance. Things that probably HR would not approve of. HR would not approve of at all. But there's a lot of office romance, a lot of fun things to happen for sure.
You watch and like you see little things happening too. Like
I get shot down a lot actually, so I try to fall in love with Hedy. Yes, we do.
Now, at one point, you two have a dance number. I noticed that Candace has a giant
injured
bruise
hands.
On her hand right now.
That was not my fault.
Tell me how that happened.
Okay, so we have a dance number where it's about me. So I'm like spinning her around stage and stuff, and at one point I try to spin her off stage, and she
kicks me, basically.
Yeah. I do kick her off
stage. He's tired of me being the center of attention.
Yes, yeah, yeah. She was in front of me, so I had to spin her off stage, and she ended up hitting her hand on the prop. And so she has a little busted blood vessel in her hand. But she's okay. You're
and
right.
And technically, Matthew, it wasn't from you spinning me, but I like to say that that was it and not me just twirling around and hitting
her. Hey, and that's fine. I'll take the heat
thanks,
for it.
So,
dance numbers.
Oh, yes, there's tons of them, and we're out of breath a lot. I need to start singing while running.
I know, but I'm either right now singing or dancing. Now it's going to come together.
Like, yes, yeah, yeah.
It's time.
So, yeah, there's a lot of dance numbers. Our choreographer, Megan Wilkins, is also our director. She was our choreographer the first time we did this show, and she's done a really great job of just revitalizing the show and making it even funnier, and it's going to be a really fun time.
Tell me about... I was just curious, clothing. What kind of outfits have you discovered for yourself? Have you gone to the thrift store?
Well, I'm all about a costume.
Yes, we have an extensive costume shop, and Amy is going to be our costumer, and she's done a really great job about selecting some pieces. There's some things, a lot of the guys are trying to get used to wearing their pants at their waist, you know, their belly button waist. Because everyone's like, I'm supposed to wear it down here. I was like, no, they have to be right here. That's like where...
It feels wrong.
And yeah, so like, and a lot of people are wearing like very... fanciful sports coats and stuff like that. And, the women are...
There's some really... I love the dresses. Actually, I would totally wear this to the office every day. but yeah, cute little dresses. And of course, the hair, you know, has got the big... It was...
I was practicing last night.
Yes, the big bump and the headband. So it's a lot of fun. It's very... I mean, it's very beautiful.
Yes. We have a lot of colors in this. So
yes,
it's very
color
coordinated and stuff like that. So we're very excited. Every character has their own color palette.
This is the big season finale. You end up the year... what's coming next?
Yeah, so this is the end of our 94th season. Our 95th season is right around the corner. Up next is gonna, we have a bunch of great shows. Come From Away, we have Puffs, which is a fun take on like a Harry Potter themed. It's about like the Hufflepuffs during Harry Potter's stay there. It's about, so it's really funny. We have Death Trap, it's another murder mystery show. We have Always Almost Maine, which is like a little vignette show. It's about love and, it's comedy and stuff like that.
And then the big one is
Sound of Music is the end of our season next year. So
sounds like it's going to be a fun season.
Yeah.
Matthew, Scott, Candace Tingle, How to Succeed in Business Without Even Trying. And tickets, how do they do it?
So you can go to either straustc.com or you can get tickets at our box office. And that phone number is 318-323-6681.
Find out more about this and other events. Be sure and visit Lanyap on YouTube. Look for us on Facebook and find us at kdm.org and share this video with your friends.